Hello, people, and welcome to the third episode of The 10th Grader. Now, today, the very last thing that I had a conversation about with a friend was pretty much just about my biggest fears. So, she just asked me, like, what's your biggest fear? And I said my biggest fear was failure. So, I don't know if you guys want to take the time to right now just think about things that you are really scared of. And that could be clowns or spiders or pretty much just anything. Honestly. But yeah, hopefully your guys' week was going well for you. I know that it did snow and that just really threw everything off. For me, it threw off my sleep schedule. Pretty much the whole week consisted of me waking up at 4 a.m. almost every single day. Today, though, I actually had a decent amount of sleep. I had a good 8 hours, so I am glad for that. Tomorrow, I have to wake up early because I'm doing laundry, and that is not important. Everybody always struggles to define themselves as a person, and lately I've been faced with a lot of topics about things that involve my identity. So I wanted to talk about just things that, you know, I relate myself with, and basically finding who I am, and you guys also just thinking about who it is that you really are, the person that you are, and the person that it is that you want to become, and who has, I guess, shaped who you are right now. I don't know. For me, a lot of my identity has to do with my family, so I guess the people around me, everything is pretty much shaped by my environment, by the way that I have been raised, and all of the other basic stuff, and the same thing goes for you guys as well. My problem, though, is just figuring out, like, figuring out about me, finding out about me, who it is that I really am. And what I mean by who it is I really am is, like, what do I really like? What do I really not like? Because I know that whenever I'm asked the question, what do you like? Or what do you not like? I always hesitate when I have to answer to, like, those kinds of questions. Because I'm like, what do I really like? What do I really not like? And it's like, have I really taken the time to myself to figure out, like, those simple things? And I think that that's very important. Because once you find out about yourself, you become more of an interesting person. People will be somewhat attracted to you. Like, it doesn't, like, necessarily have to be, like, I guess a sexual attraction. It's just, like, people, like, naturally float to you when you have somewhat of a solid idea of the kind of person that you are. So you know what it is that you like, you know what it is that you want, and things that you don't want, things that you don't like. And it's, like, I think everybody wants to get to that level of sureness in their life, but it's like, how can I even get to that, like, that level of just, like, security? Like, I know my limits, I know, like, what is what about me, and this that, and it's like a part of being stressed and a part of being anxious is just not knowing who it is that I want to be, or not knowing who it is that I am. And you know what, I don't know anybody who's like 15, 16, 17 who really knows who they are. Hell, people who are even in their 20s, you know, it's like one big learning experience, I think. For the longest time, no, not for the longest time. Lately, I've been thinking about I guess back onto the subject of identity, I went to Claire's today and I was thinking, do I really want to get this like faux septum piercing like now, or should I wait? And part of the question part of that question was asked because the question was asked partially because I only had $6, and also because I was thinking now is not the time, because I've had this idea for a few months now that I could just shave my head, dye it blonde, and then get a fake septum piercing. And part of that would be a symbol of me changing, of me being a changed person. And I don't think I'm there yet. And I tend to refer my, just the dynamicness, that's not even a word, the dynamicness of my life to the weather and everything else around me. I see it all as signs almost that I'm not there yet, like how it just snowed. It's not winter yet. It's not even fall yet. It's still technically summer until like the 21st, 22nd maybe. And it's like I'm not there yet because it's not winter yet, which means it's not time for Christmas music yet. And it's the same thing with Halloween, and it's the same thing with the fact that, we're going into 2019 instead of 2020, and everybody's just so, excited, or at least interested in 2020 more, because that's when the next, election is going to be held, and that is when the Olympics are going to be, I think. But yeah, it's like I associate all of those with just me not being the person that, me not being completely developed yet, personality-wise, because I'm always looking to change myself, and I'm always looking to learn from the things that I've experienced and the people that I have met, because they're actually amazing people that I have met in my life that, like, sometimes I'm actually really surprised that I've even met them. Like, what were the chances of me actually meeting this person and them being alive here today to tell me something just so phenomenal? And it's like, what were the chances that I would have, ended up in the wrong class, or, ended up at, like, even having had moved? Because 4 years ago, I wouldn't have thought that I would be where I am today, if that makes any sense, because I was living in another area of the city, and then, once I moved here, it's like everything just dramatically changed, and it's like I don't even know what to expect anymore. But here I am now, literally starting a new world of, close to adulthood, I guess. This is the beginning of life, I think. I don't know when the beginning of life starts. Maybe upon birth, maybe when, something like pretty significant happens in your life. I don't know when life really starts. Here's my challenge for you guys. I want you to take maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours. The best thing to do is to probably take a weekend off. I don't know if you can even do that, or like even a day off of your life, maybe even a few minutes to just look into yourself. Really just stare at yourself in the mirror, or listen to the type of music you like, watch the movies you like, and just be aware. Like, wow, like why do I really like this movie? Or why do I really like this type of music? Like, how does it relate to your life? Think of that. And once you think of that, then I guess you do know a little bit more about yourself. Because I know I don't really know a lot about myself, and that's actually kind of weird, because I've been with myself for quite some time now. And I'm still not there yet. Okay, so now on to something a little bit more lighthearted, if that makes any sense. This is just a little story time, and this involves friendships. I guess the subject of it all is just friendships. When you have really good friends, that's when you're going to have a fun time, and that is when you're going to create memories. And memories are, well, at least the good memories, and I guess the bad memories as well. Those are things that you just can, you won't ever forget, I think. You won't forget memorable memories until something even more memorable happens, you know? Something even more significant happens, you know? So basically, today, I was at Kingsway with a few friends, and I don't know. We were just, like, walking around, looking around, and stuff like that. So then we got these like clout glasses, and we were walking around with them on and everything, and like just like yelling at each other and stuff, and it was pretty cool because like people would look at us and be like, "What the hell are they doing?" And it's like, wow, you're not cool enough to understand this because we're bringing this back. We're bringing back clout glasses, okay? So yeah, and you know, it's the small things that only you and your friends understand, the inside jokes, you know, when you've been around people like those, like the same people for a long time, you know, you start to understand things and that people won't understand if they just met you, and that is the magic of friendships overall, you know. I don't know what I would do without friends and the friends that I have now. And sometimes it's a little bit sad because I know that now there are a few things, like a few memories that I can't recreate with some of my friends because I am not friends with them anymore. And I guess today hanging out with like the friends that I haven't hung out with in a while made me, I guess, think about how things were just a few months ago. Like it wasn't even that long ago when I was thinking about these things. When we were doing these things, actually, when we were all friends and stuff. And then summer came along and everything kind of hit me with a U-Haul truck, so what can I do? Right? It was nice hanging out with them. It was a nice day, nice night, nice afternoon slash evening. It was pretty cool. Everyone's so interested in growing up. When you are in, well, at least when we're in elementary and when we're in junior high, it's like I just want to be away from all of these people. Like, I'd rather be alone. And then when it all actually hits you and you're actually on your own, and you're not on your own because, like, you had to make time for you to be on your own, but because that's just how things are, you're like, wow. I really should have had fun while I could have. I really shouldn't have been in such a rush to just want to grow up. Because once you do grow up, you're like, wow, I really wanted to grow up. And now look what this is. Look what life is. As I started growing up, I started feeling everything more. You know, I started really looking around at how everything was around me. And it took me a bit to realize that no one bothers anymore, you know? I used to think that, oh, this was so important. This is so important. This is so important. And the things that I valued, things that I saw as such important things, like they're irrelevant now. And it's just weird how one day all of this could just mean so much to me, and then the next day it's like, wow, no one gives a single fuck. It's like, do you, but make friends along the way, if that makes any sense. It's like, once you realize that it's really just you who's going to be, when you realize it's just going to be you in general. That's when you realize that this is all temporary. And that's when you realize that you should make everything count. Have as much rational fun as you can, and don't be stupid and throw it all away for yourself. Like, imagine spending all of these years just not even wanting to make memories, not even wanting to do anything. And then when the time comes for you to actually not be able to do those things, you're like, wow. All these years, I did what? Nothing. Only to end up doing what when the time came? Nothing. Only to continue doing nothing. Like, not actually having the time to do stuff. It's like, make your friends and leave. Mind your business and leave. Okay, so I wanted to share with you guys something that I love, and that is poetry. I love to write poetry and I love to read poetry. One of my favorite books from Tupac Shakur is The Rose That Grew from Concrete. And the first time that I read it, I was actually in eighth grade, so that was like a few years ago. But couple years ago, actually. The first time I read it, I actually have a few, like, I guess, poems from the book that I want to read for you guys, just to somewhat inspire you and just fall in love with the how lyrical he is and his work is. Okay, so this is called Sometimes I Cry. I'm actually gonna change the background music for this. We're turning this into some jazz, okay? This is called Sometimes I Cry, and this is my favorite poem out of the book. Sometimes I cry, okay? Sometimes when I'm alone, I cry because I'm on my own. The tears I cry are bitter and warm. They flow with life but take no form. I cry because my heart is torn, and I find it difficult to carry on. If I had an ear to confide in, I would cry among my treasured friends. My treasured friends. But who do you know that stops that long to help another carry on? The world moves fast, and it would rather pass you by than to stop and see what makes you cry. It's painful and sad, and sometimes I cry, and no one cares about why. Now, that one is one of my favorites because at the time when I was reading it, I was in, like, I guess more of a lonely phase because I guess that was around the time when I was still living with my mom and I had a lot of siblings, and sometimes I felt a little bit forgotten, but you know, that's just what I think. That's how I feel. I don't know. It's like, you know, poetry has been the, like, my feelings put into words, like actual words, and not stories, and not just simple sentences, but an actual form of art that my words have been put into. And it's like, wow, like, he actually described it so perfectly, even though he probably was not writing that poem for the same reason that I was, or had the same, you know, was in the same situation that I was in. And, you know, I guess I get more deep when I am not at my best, I guess, and it becomes more of a, let's fish out for other things that are sad as well that I can relate to, so I don't, you know, so I'm not alone. So I feel like somebody else can relate to me. That's just how I felt. That's how I was drawn into poetry, actually. It's a bit of a sad story, but in the end, it's turned into a way to express my happiness, a way to express my confusion most times. This next poem is my second favorite. It is called Life Through My Eyes, also by Tupac. And this is actually all inside of a book, which is obviously called The Rose That Grew From Concrete. But anywho, let me read this. Life through my bloodshot eyes would scare a square to death. Poverty, murder, violence, and never a moment to rest. Fun and games are few, but treasured like gold to me, because I realize that I must return to my spot in poverty. But mock my words when I say my heart will not exist until my destiny comes through and puts an end to all of this. Now, the thing about this poem is the part that really got me actually when I first read it was the part that says, "Fun and games are few, but treasured like gold to me because I realize that I must return to my spot in poverty." And that's like, that was like, I don't know why it like just like hit me so hard because it was like, you're out having all this fun with your friends, and it's like at the end of the day, at the end of you guys all having fun, you gotta figure out, how am I going to get home tonight? Am I going to bus? Am I gonna get a ride? And when you get home, it's like all the fun is over, and it's like you're back to, the same old, like you're just like you come back to some kind of a reality. And I can kind of relate to that because it's like, you're one thing at school, or at least for me. It was like I was one thing at school and then another thing at home. Like I wasn't exactly the same person. And I don't think that was a good thing, and I don't not I'm not sure that was a bad thing either. Like whatever, it's fine, right? A lot of people aren't the same whether they are at home as they are at school, but I guess I could relate to that. Obviously, I can tell the reason why he wrote this. Like, I'm pretty sure the words run way deeper for him. And the last part, it took me a bit to figure out what it meant. But mock my words when I say my heart will not exist unless my destiny comes through and puts an end to all of this. Now, that part, I understand now. Because it's like, he almost won't feel until, he's where he wants to be. And his destiny, he believed, was something big, bigger than how he was living before. And, which is very true, And keep in mind, while he's writing all these poems, he was in jail at the time. He was serving time, yeah. And it's like, he still held like his faith in himself, and he still had hope, and he's not even hope, he believed, he knew that once he was out of prison, he could do so much. Like he was going to do so much, and it's like wow, like you even knew this before, like dude, like. But yeah. And I was going to share with you guys a poem that I did write because I read it to a friend and she's like, "You know what? You should read this to you, those guys." And I'm like, "You know what? Okay, I'll do it." And it's not obviously it's not anything big. I wrote it at like 4 a.m. because like why the fuck not? I was up, I couldn't sleep. I wasn't having the best night. I had a nightmare, so I was like, yeah, I'm not going to sleep. Okay, so here's the poem. Okay. This is called JHF, which stands for Junior High Friends, I think. That's what I'm assuming. Anywho, I met you back when I still believed friendships were forever. Now it's a meme and a fake share of laughs that we all share together. We all have our secrets and issues none of us know anymore. We wanted to grow up so bad, now adulthood's knocking on our door. It used to be fun, actual experiences of laughter. But since the 9th grade, it's been percentages in our mental health that really matter. Back then, it was petty drama and us actually being able to dream. Now we can't because we believe society and reality limits these. We used to be ignorant, isolated, and all in this play world of smiles and no worry. Then one morning we woke up and thought maybe things were never this happy. We struggle to define our happiness, find our worth and purpose. Things we've ignored because we could until high school hit us. We used to text for hours on end. Since then, I've lost some of you as a friend. I want those hours back. Wish we had more time to spend. We're currently growing up at the moment, and I don't talk to virtually any of you. I hope and pray the best for you. Sometimes I wonder if you think of me too. But yeah, I'm not gonna, I guess, say what I think on this. This is up to you guys to think about what you think on this, about this poem. Thoughts. And I guess not anybody really needs to know, because I don't know if you can even drop any comments, but just think about it. Think about the things that you like, and look into them. And maybe it goes deeper than what you... It goes deeper than what you think, actually. It goes deeper than you think, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. Have a good night. I will... See you guys on... I'll talk to you guys on Sunday, actually. So... Hopefully you enjoyed.